Chapter 9, The Ape and the Silver Guide. While all of this was going on, I was exhilarated by the autumn itself. Yet as the middle of November came, I grew slightly disquieted. I hadn't actually been in the library in several weeks, though the book material seemed available enough. Maybe, I thought, the initial experiences were only meant to put me in touch with a different level of consciousness. Maybe I'd never go back into the library again. Beside this, I'd been troubled with some annoying health difficulties for several years. There had been some definite improvements since my first visit to the library, but I was anxious to clear up the entire condition. Seth had been of great help, but he told me that I made my own reality just as everyone else did, and it was up to me to alter any conditions that bothered me. My overall condition was excellent, but my body was stiff so that I had difficulty getting about. Worse, I understood what I was doing, and while I was bothered by the symptoms, I also realized that they provided me with quiet, cutting down distractions while allowing me to do just what I wanted to do. Right at my desk. I might complain, yet suppose I was as physically flexible as anyone else. Would I have the discipline to just sit in my room and do my work? I'd discovered just about everything I needed to know about my condition through working with my beliefs, as Seth suggests, in the nature of personal reality, and I knew that I clung to the symptoms because they still served a purpose. All of this was on my mind that evening of November 18th, 1974. It was 7:30. I looked over to the southeast corner of the living room where the library was. It appeared, but this time the books were gone. My body was lying flat on a long, low table of some sort. Then, as I watched, my body, there, kept sitting up and down so fast that in my chair at the desk, I almost got dizzy. In here, someplace, I closed my eyes to, quote-unquote, see better.